and $80 to erect the cross at Table Rock as a testament to what they believed was a central characteristic of the Idahoan identity at the time. They thought that the cross was a symbol of American character in contrast to atheist communism. In a way, it's a Cold War monument that portrays the patriotic sentiments of Idahoans at the time, but many attempts to remove the cross since have been foiled, indicating that it retains some importance in the minds of many Idaho citizens. Idaho is a traditional and politically conservative state with several different religious affiliations, most of which are derived from Christianity, and the cross tends to overemphasize these features to visitors. The cross is a privately owned piece of property that will probably remain for years to come, but the city of Boise is accepting, laid-back, and casually friendly to all kinds of people. If you want a closer look, the trailhead to Table Rock is behind the old Idaho Penitentiary. 3. Getting around. Boise has a fairly developed public transportation system. Mostly for commuters, it services downtown and out into the surrounding towns up to Caldwell, which is 45 minutes west of downtown, but has useful services down Park Center Boulevard, along the Boise River, and up into the Hill Road Mesas in the north end. You'll also find a bus moving up State Street into Garden City and the older parts of town. State Street's mostly home to old housing and frankly dilapidated businesses, relics of the 60s and 70s, but also a few of the undiscovered gems of the city. If you're determined to explore outside of the city, which you really should do, a car is the best option for transportation. Access to a number of trailheads, out-of-the-way businesses, and day trips is dependent on having a car. The city is easy to navigate, but drivers should be aware of the network of one-way streets crisscrossing downtown, as these can sometimes be confusing. The Boise Airport hosts several different rental car agencies, with several agencies on site and frequent shuttles to off-site locations. Having used the on-site rental service before, I can attest to its convenience. 4. Parking. Parking in the city is a breeze. There's hardly ever a lack of spaces, especially during the day. And if you're willing to park a few blocks from your destination, you might find free 2-hour or 4-hour parking. Between 6th and 2nd Avenues east of downtown, there are whole streets of free parking. The garages downtown also collectively allow free parking for 1 hour, except during special events, and many restaurants and businesses, like the Edwards 9 movie theater, provide parking validation. Metered parking in the city is generally inexpensive and is free on Sundays and holidays. If you're heading to a popular hiking or outdoor spot on a spring or summer weekend, you might encounter trouble finding convenient parking. But if you're willing to walk a little farther, there's usually a line of cars along the road. Feel free to join them, and you won't be ticketed. 5. Where to stay. A person traveling in Idaho has a number of choices when picking their home base. Whether staying in the city or in the country, there are lodges, hotels, and Airbnbs. If you're looking to stay in Boise, the most upscale places to stay are the Grove Hotel, the Modern Hotel and Bar, and the Inn at 500 Capitol. These hotels emphasize quality and class for a higher price tag, as well as great locations downtown. For the whimsically minded, the Anniversary Inn near the train depot showcases unique rooms of various themes, from Roman palace to safari to pirate ship. Its suites are full of personality and are suitable for couples and families looking for a Disney-style room. For middle-priced options, there's the Safari Inn, a staple in a convenient location downtown, and the Stay Alfred at the Fowler, a new hotel near the Boise Zoo, garnering a good reputation. In previous decades, a cheaper option would have meant choosing a motel, but nowadays you can find a number of Airbnbs. The better choices are around $40 to $60 and nestled near downtown, and are available as apartments or as single rooms for the solo traveler. Although you'll have to clean up after yourself, Airbnbs are a great way to experience convenience and freedom. 6. Remember to bring.